He hired people to do their job, and he would give you whatever you needed. You know, if you could convince him that this is the best thing for us. He never once batted an eye. He does it, and he does it fast. I mean, now you look at all of the things that he has brought to this organization, not just the football team, but the things that he's done for the city, for, you know, this organization, you know, and how he's handled, you know, being a big part of the National Football League and respect that people have for Pat Bowlen.
Well, obviously, I mean, it's well-deserved. I mean, Mr. Bowlen is, he is the Denver Broncos. I mean, the job that he's came in here and has done, along with his family, the consistency of this organization, what it stands for, you know, the record, those type of things speak for themselves. But Mr. Bowlen, his character and the character of his organization, I'm just so proud to be a part of that now and very proud of him also.
There's only four words. This one's for John.
My first thought was, well, there's nobody more deserving to be in that ring than Pat Bowlen. And I think that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of players in there and Mr. Phipps from the previous ownership. But if there's anybody that's deserving, the one that sits on top of all those names is Pat Bowlen, just because of the culture that he set with the Broncos, the way he ran his football teams, what he wanted, the way he competed, the relationship he had with his organization, the relationship he had with his players. There's no one more deserving than Pat Bowlen. So I was absolutely thrilled.
Very personable man, and I just have a ton of respect for him. Very active, he'd be in the weight room working out and running and doing all kinds of stuff. But yeah, he's a great man, great leader, and man, he poured his heart into this team, and you know, we all love him.
He got it. He was very competitive, and he wanted to win, and that's what you want. You know, treating everybody well, whatever we did was first class, and I'll never forget him for doing that or being that type of owner, and that's probably what made him one of the best owners in the league.
It motivates you each and every day. You know, as a player, when I was here, you know, under Mr. Bowlen, we knew as players our expectations, what our expectations were, and how he expected us to handle ourselves. And now you come back here. I was here as a coach before. Now I come back again, and those expectations have stayed the same, you know, throughout many, many years. And you know, the growth of this organization, for me to have a chance to come back here to see Pat, to represent him, to represent his family, to represent this great organization on a daily basis is very motivating. And it's motivating for all of us. But, you know, we want to win another championship for Pat, and so we'll go to work on doing that.
The growth of the league since Pat was in it in 1984, and the involvement that he had at the league level and the committees and the broadcast committees, we saw that the contracts continue to grow when it went as far as TV, and then really where the game's grown in the last 30 years since he's been a part of it is unprecedented. So that's why I think that there's no question when you talk about contributors to the National Football League, Pat Bowlen's bronze should be shrined in there in Canton, Ohio.